Everyone is talking about Jesus' revolution. Witness the untold origin story.
Our country is a dark and divided place, but now there's hope and it's spreading.
Of the last spiritual awakening in American history.
This is your home, and I want you to tell all your friends about it.
Jesus' Revolution, starring Jonathan Rumi and Kelsey Grammer. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Jesus' Revolution, only in theaters now.
Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
From the studio that brought you The Chosen,
Abraham.
The Lord came to me last night.
A story that transcends thousands of years.
Take now your son and go to the land of Moriah and there offer him.
Lord.
His only son. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Spend this Easter with his only son. Go to hisonlysonmovie.com to get your tickets. Only in theaters now.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Friends, I don't mean to be a bummer, but in every segment of the show today, I'm going to demonstrate for you and with our guests ways that the current administration has been gaslighting you. And the question is going to be asked at the end of the show, what are you going to do about it? But let's get to it. We got a lot to cover. Stay here.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog.
It has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. Have you seen the footage? There's no video. There's no audio on it, so I can't play it for radio. But did you see the footage of the Russian jet dinging our satellite over the Black Sea, which is it's not supposed to hit us? Did the White House do anything about it? Have they done anything? I haven't seen anything. Oh, he's been apprised. Yes, I heard that. He's been apprised. Well, I'm glad he's been apprised. We have not had that kind of incursion since the height of the Cold War from Russia. And being the brother-in-law of a fighter pilot, let me just tell you just a little secret about this. They don't do that on accident. The way that jet came at that drone, it was not accidental. This was a message that was being sent. And the message was sent to see if we would send one back. And right now, it's a big fat dial tone. There's nothing there. The lights are on, but nobody's home at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Another issue that has been rearing its head for a while is China. What are we going to do about them? They are getting bolder. They don't care what the rest of the world has to say. They know that the only thing that can really stop them from global domination is a healthy and hearty United States. And right now, they have less respect for us than they've had at any time in the modern era. And very, very soon, Mr. Xi Jinping, is going to meet. And the Wall Street Journal highlighted the fact that he was going to meet with Zelensky. But actually, if you know the itinerary, he's going to meet with Russians the day or two before he meets with Zelensky. And of course, China has this pact with Russia that they're going to band together. But he's doing all this under the guise of trying to play peacemaker. Will it work? Let's turn to the Hudson Institute's senior fellow and director at the China Center at the Hudson Institute, Miles Yu. You may know him from some of his appearances on cable news. Miles, welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. Good to have you. Does this have a remote chance of working?
Well, it's a very precarious right now. There's no secret that Russia and China are binding together to basically reduce and ultimately defeat the United States as a global leader. So having said that, you mentioned Cold War earlier. Now, during the Cold War, the two nuclear powers, superpowers, were at each other. But even during that kind of a condition, there was some kind of rules of engagement to avoid accidental firing of kinetic force. So right. There was, for example, you know, we forced Soviet to get make sure we conduct professionally. Yes, we can compete. We can be sort of a hostile to each other, but we follow the rule and make sure that every single action operationally has to be meaningful. In other words, has to reflect the strategic thinking of the leadership. So there's no accidental firing, accidental road rage. Now, what we're seeing here right now is that the Chinese have refused to play ball all these years. They were the ones who basically clashed intentionally with American surveillance plan over international water. They were the ones who conducted a road rage on every single incident in the South China Sea and East China Sea. Now, what we're seeing here is the Russians are learning from the Chinese. They were doing the same thing in the Black Sea. For example, the intentional clashing with this drone, that was absolutely, it looks like the Chinese are doing it, the Russians. So we're going back to kind of a coalition of the two malign actors together to break the international order. That's very, very ominous.
What is the plan for Xi when it comes to Ukraine? He's trying to sell the world that he's going to be the great peacemaker here, but is it going to work?
I don't think it's going to work in the end, because what China's peace plan, the 12-point plan, has no sort of particular substance other than the fact that China wants to play a very active role in post-war Ukraine so that U.S., EU, and NATO would not have any impact at all. The reason it is not going to work because China does not and is not willing to sort of to blame Russia for any action at all. And with that, basically, China is going to go to Zelensky and say, listen, you know what? Give Russia what they want, and basically eastern part of Ukraine, and also, most importantly, Crimea. So I don't think, you know, the two leaders in Moscow and in Kiev is willing to accept that. Yes, China wants to play the global leader and the statesman. I don't think it has enough cards over there. The problem here, as you mentioned earlier, is the indolence from the United States. We do not take a proactive role to prevent the Chinese from taking the credit of peace, because China does not have any credibility to be a global peacemaker. I mean, China is the most cantankerous power in the world. I mean, it has so many clashes with its neighbors,
right.
Japan, you know, Vietnam, India, and South China Sea. I mean, China is not a country of peace.
Xi Jinping is savvy from the standpoint that he always negotiates for his best, for what's best for him in the end. We saw that in the Afghanistan disaster of a withdrawal by us. China now has all of our military equipment that we left behind. He is constantly kind of viewing the opportunities to intercede, even the degree that he's propping up Russia with purchasing their oil and energy. I mean, I know that China needs energy, but the fact that they're paying what they are to Russia to get it demonstrates that he's willing to play a little bit of ball if he knows that long term he's going to win.
Well, the whole purpose of China's strategic maneuvering and posturing globally is to diminish the role of the United States as a global leader. I mean, the history of modern world has proven again and again that the United States is a country of peace, is a country of consequence. And if we don't think, if we don't take that our leadership role seriously and willing to give it away, and the world is going to be into chaos again. So that's why I think China may buy oil from Russia, but the purpose is not really for the energy purpose. The
right.
whole purpose is to diminish America's role in global stage. So that's actually is very, very good. I think that Washington needs to take up the far more active role to be once again a peacemaker again.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if that's able to be done. What are you most concerned about? He just won his reelection to basically be a president for the rest of his life, if I understand the conditions correctly. Why is that a significant development as it pertains to Taiwan?
First of all, there's actually no election of anything in China. He just decided he wants to be the dictator, prolong his rule, and then the rubber stamp it with the National People's Congress. So you ask me what worries me most is not about particular action China's taken. It's about the kind of a model of governance that the Chinese Communist Party represents. It's going to impose its own model of governance to the rest of the world, considering China's enormous economic outreach to the rest of the world. China has now a capability to control telecommunication networks, and economic and trade arenas, and some of the strategic assets like ports. So the way Chinese government runs its economy, its country, is absolutely authoritarian to totalitarian. China basically is nothing but the police and surveillance state. So this is going to happen. So it's not about whether China is becoming economically strong or not. It's the way China handles its business and basically is economic development without freedom, democracy, and rule of law. That's basically what worries me.
All right. Miles Yu of the Hudson Institute, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. We've got a big show for you. Do not change the dial.
From the studio that brought you The Chosen.
Abraham.
The Lord came to me last night.
A story that transcends thousands of years.
Take now your son and go to the land of Moriah, and there offer him,
Lord,
his only son. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Spend this Easter with his only son. Go to hisonlysonmovie.com to get your tickets. Only in theaters now.
Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, if you were listening to some of the more elite voices around, you would find that there's a very disconnected view of how the country's doing from those, the professional talking class that get to go on TV and say things versus what you and I deal with on a daily basis. Just for example, the second gentleman of the country, who happens to be, I guess, the love partner of Vice President Harris. Is that how she's her husband? Anyway, so here's what he said recently.
We are, I would say, doing great as an administration. We've had 2 years where, again, think about where we were 2+ years ago when we got into office. So to be a part of that team.
Yeah. I don't know why he's a part of the team. I don't know what he's considered to be part of the team for, because there's really not much use that I have for what he's trying to advocate there. He's trying to gaslight you. He's trying to say that where we were was so terrible and where we are now is so wonderful. And that is nearly as 180 degree opposite as you can get. If the presidential candidates are going to be successful, they're going to have to talk about that. And here to make that point is Drew McKissick, RNC co-chair nationally and party chair of the South Carolina Republican Party. Drew, it's good to have you. I am almost of the opinion that the playbook for the White House, for the executive branch at least, is just keep saying these things enough and we'll get people to believe them. And, you know, people's pocketbooks aside, we're going to tell them not to believe their lying eyes on their bank balance or on their quality of life. We're going to tell them to trust us. I don't know that that's an effective campaign strategy, Drew.
Well, Kevin, great to be with you. Thanks for having me on. I agree with you 100%. You know, there's a reason why polls are showing Biden with such a high disapproval rating, in excess of 50, up in the mid-50s in many cases. You know, the latest Washington Post ABC News poll had 62% of Americans saying that Biden had accomplished, quote, not very much or, quote, little or nothing. You know, 41% saying that they're worse off financially. So, yeah, you're doing a bang-up job. I mean, you know, being a liberal in this country means never having to say you're sorry. It's never your fault. You look at, again, the economy. You look at real wages being down. 166 million Americans say they're living paycheck to paycheck. Yeah, great job. Thumbs up there, buddy. Inflation outpacing wage growth for 23 months. You know, hey, good job. You know, keep it up. Everything's just hunky-dory, you know, and then look at the issues on the border, for goodness sake. You know, we now have, I believe this is the 24th consecutive month, so 2 years in a row now, 2 years of the monthly apprehensions at the border surpassing 150,000 per month. And that's, right. That's the apprehensions. That's not the ones that got away.
That's not the gotaways, yeah.
Right, yeah. That's over 6 million since Biden took office. You know, then you look at the drugs, the fentanyl, the methamphetamines. I think in January, the number that I saw was the equivalent of 517 million lethal doses of fentanyl came across the border in January alone. And this is an administration that spends more time worrying about, you know, what pronouns people use than actually securing our border. I mean, I don't think, you know, the average listener to your show would think that their home were very secure if people were routinely breaking in and living in the basement and using it to distribute drugs. That doesn't sound very secure to me.
Yeah. No, I would tend to agree with you. Drew McKissick, RNC co-chair, is with us. Drew, let me drill down, though. It's not just the pure fiscal issues. And these guys are so proud of themselves. They pat themselves on the back. You can see it in his face as he's making his statement. You know, our administration, we did so well. I'm going to have on later in the show, Kelsey Bowler, who's going to talk about, the issue of detransitioning and kids that are coming out of the transitioning process while the Biden administration is trying to force the transition process onto public schools. Even if public schools don't want it, he's saying you have to provide for this or else we're going to blackmail you with government funds. In addition to that, we've got the CRT nonsense going around. We're trying to teach kids to be racist, to stop racism. I don't understand how that works. Mm-hmm. Even if the fiscal stuff were going perfectly, which is far from it, you have that angst in the private sector. And then on top of that, you got Russia taking a pot shot at our drone. You've got Ukraine and Russia were funneling billions of dollars there. Who knows what's happening with it? And we've got basically North Korea, China, Russia, and Iran in a more hostile posture towards us than we've had in decades. There is no one at home at the White House right now. The lights are on, but nobody's there.
These are people who basically are sitting around getting high on their own exhaust. I could use a euphemism there. I mean, that's what liberalism is. And everything that you just mentioned, you know, as we think about the cultural issues here, you know, these are people who have a philosophy that is in conflict with reality. Okay. You know, men are and women are different. You know, boys and girls are born boys and girls. You know, their philosophy there is in conflict with reality. You know, and what they want to teach about human nature is in conflict with reality. And then, you know, it's one thing when you have, you know, idiots who have these points of view. It's another thing when they actually get real political power and begin to try to force those views onto other people, force those views in some cases onto churches and individuals and how they live their lives in the private sector. And, you know, people have asked me over the years, and I've been working in politics for about 35 years now, you know, why things seem to be so much more vitriolic these days than they used to be. And I think the biggest reason is because so much of what we are arguing over today in politics is fundamental, much more so than it used to be, foundational. You know, it's not us arguing over whether the marginal tax rate ought to be, you know, X or X plus 5%. You know, we're arguing over whether boys and girls are actually boys and girls, or whether you should be forced to pay to have some guy in prison who wants to transition into being a woman, you know, to have that operation. I mean, things that are, you know, stuff that you wouldn't have taken a bet 5 years ago that we would be talking about today. And each day is like a game of whack-a-mole. It's the latest crazy thing that pops up that we hear about happened on one end of the country. And then people in legislatures in other states are looking and saying, well, hey, do we need to pass a bill to stop that kind of garbage from happening here? And it begins to, you know, bubble up through the legislative process and complicating things even further. But that's where they are. They can't talk about the things that relate back to our own personal economic or, you know, or physical security, because they have no good news. Everything that they want to do is antithetical to what most Americans believe. So they try to chop Americans up into identity groups and get them feeling like they're a victim of one group or another, rather than feeling like we are rightly a victim of their policies. That's as you said, that's gaslighting.
Absolutely. Well, Drew, I know you have a very simple solution for all of this. Just vote Republican. But in all honesty, what I'm going to tell people is I'm not going to say vote by the party line. I'm going to say this: vote for the party that most closely aligns to your values. And if you like all of the garbage that I just explained and Drew was talking about that the other side's doing, then vote for them. But if you don't think that's the America you want your kids and your family and everybody else to line up with, then you can't vote for them. You can choose not to vote. You can choose to vote for the Republicans, but you can't vote for that, because that is not what we need as a country. Anyway, Drew McKissick, I appreciate your time today. Thanks for being with us.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, Kevin McCullough, still got a big show ahead. Stay with us.
When hope is hard to find, a new collection of real-life stories from Fox News' Harris Faulkner reveals how salvation came when it was needed most. Faith still moves mountains. Miraculous stories of the healing power of prayer. Go to foxnewsbooks.com to order now.
Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com, and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and really happy to be able to provide you with the kind of full spectrum of voices that we are able to bring to the airwaves, because you need to hear from people that have really taken a look at all the issues that we talk about. And earlier in the hour, you heard me, in fact, just last segment, you heard me talking to Drew McKissick about a variety of things that the American people are being gaslit on. There's no bigger issue that they are being gaslit on than what is truly happening at the border. And the fact that their top people won't even go, the fact that Joe Biden won't go to the border, the fact that Kamala Harris goes to the border, she spends like 2 minutes and then turns around and walks away. Like, there's some real problems here, because it's getting out of hand and they refuse to see it, literally. Someone who has seen it is Virginia Allen, who has written about it at the Daily Signal, where she serves as a news producer and podcast host. She's also part of the Heritage Foundation, which operates the Daily Signal. Virginia, welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio. It's good to have you. When did you go? How long were you there? And what did you see?
So I was in two sections of Arizona last week. I was down in Yuma County, which is the far western side of Arizona on the border of Mexico. And then I was also in Pinal County, which is about 70 miles from the border and is a key section that the cartels use to smuggle drugs and people through the desert into the United States. And so spent a couple days in each location. And I think one of my major takeaways is, the cartels in many ways are the big winners of the open border policies that we see right now. And nations across the world are really taking advantage of our open borders. It's fascinating how the cartels are really strategically choosing to use these policies to their advantage. So the border in Yuma, it's known for actually having a number of gaps in that sector of the border. There's about 11 gaps in that region, and the cartels are taking advantage of that. Illegal aliens are taking advantage of that. They're smuggling through, and they're doing it primarily at night. So one thing that's really important to note is the cartels control the southern border. They control who passes. So for those claiming asylum, they can't actually move forward and cross the border until the cartels give them permission to move. So right now, the cartels are pushing people through at night. I asked a number of folks while I was down there, why at night? And no one could give me a super direct answer. I spoke with Border Patrol, and my best guess is that they're using asylum seekers as cover so that cartels can, a mile down the border, can smuggle drugs, can smuggle people through while Border Patrol are distracted. But this is happening constantly. There's a constant stream of people every night in Yuma County in Arizona going to the border and claiming asylum in those gaps, in those areas that are open.
But we're told, Virginia, by the administration that that's not happening, that what you're seeing isn't what you saw.
That's right. We do hear that. And, I've had my vision checked, and I'm pretty sure I'm seeing clearly what I'm seeing down there, that individuals are crossing en masse. I went in the middle of the night at 3 a.m. to the border, since that's when illegal aliens are crossing. And Jonathan Lines, he's a Yuma County District Supervisor. He was my guide down there. And he said, you know, on average, they're getting about 2,000 people a week. And that's actually low compared to what it used to be. It used to be about 1,200 people a day. And Border Patrol, they're frustrated. I spoke to some guys, and they said, you know, we just want to be able to do our job. We want to be able to enforce the law. And right now, they're not able to do that. So, I mean, just in the 1 hour that I was physically down there on the border in the middle of the night from about 3 a.m. to 4 a.m., I spoke with about 50 illegal aliens from 9 different countries. These are individuals from Peru, Dominican Republic, Ecuador, Colombia, Georgia, China, India, Cameroon. And Border Patrol also confirmed that in another group, there was a woman from Russia. So we have nations literally from all over the world. They've gotten the message that our border is open, and they're taking advantage of it. And while, of course, we know that these are some of these individuals are people that are simply looking for a better life. I mean, who wouldn't want to come to America and take advantage of the opportunities in this country? But there's no doubt that among those people, those asylum seekers, there's also bad actors. There's also criminals who are taking advantage of the open border.
Yeah.
And Border Patrol, well, they don't have the resources to stop it.
We've got to have people, journalists and people running for office, that will call these people out and hold them to account. We cannot allow everyone to just sit back and pretend that it's not happening. They may want us to, but that's the recipe for death for our culture and our nation, and we just can't do it. Virginia, thank you for giving us your eyes and ears today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Pleasure being on the show.
You got it. Kelsey Bowler joins me next from the Independent Women's Forum. Don't go anywhere.
From the studio that brought you The Chosen.
Abraham.
The Lord came to me last night.
A story that transcends thousands of years.
Take now your son and go to the land of Moriah, and there offer him,
Lord,
his only son. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Spend this Easter with his only son. Go to hisonlysonmovie.com to get your tickets. Only in theaters now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Everyone is talking about Jesus' revolution. Witness the untold origin story.
Our country is a dark and divided place, but now there's hope and it's spreading.
Of the last spiritual awakening in American history.
This is your home, and I want you to tell all your friends about it.
Jesus' Revolution, starring Jonathan Rumi and Kelsey Grammer. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Jesus' Revolution, only in theaters now.
Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code K.
from the studio that brought you The Chosen.
Abraham,
the Lord came to me last night.
A story that transcends thousands of years.
Take now your son and go to the land of Moriah, and there offer him.
Lord.
His only son. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Spend this Easter with his only son. Go to hisonlysonmovie.com to get your tickets. Only in theaters now.
Take one modern lady, mixed with classic sensibilities and a keen eye on what's news. A fellow at the Independent Women's Forum, Kelsey Bowler, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, so glad to have my next guest back because it was just a week ago that she was here in New York City with several women that told their story. And we did a little bit of a deeper dive with her on that on Friday of last week. But Kelsey, the parade has continued, if you will. I noticed, according to a piece that you authored for Fox News, and it was really interesting. The night after your event last week with the Independent Women's Forum, I was at Carol Markowitz and Bethany Mandel's book launch, where they got a glass thrown at them. And Lynn Jordahl Martin was there, and she and I were talking about your piece. And it was good to see that it came out. But there was a thing held in Sacramento, California last Friday. And I'd love for you to give my listeners a little peek as to what happened there.
Yeah, absolutely. So last Friday, a group of detransitioners, parents, and allies gathered at the state capitol in California to honor Detrans Awareness Day. This is only the second year that individuals are kind of honoring this occasion, but they're doing so to bring more awareness to the experiences of detransitioners. Of course, they were faced with their own protests, their own forms of drink throwing, if you will. But they were there making their message clear. And what I decided to share on Fox News is kind of the irony of the Trans Awareness Day colliding with International Women's Day, which the world, not just America, the world celebrated just a few days prior. And, you know, when we think about International Women's Day, of course, some brands like Hershey degrade it and turn it into a celebration of men through their new chocolate bars, which feature right. a trans-identified spokesperson who's a male instead of featuring a female.
You're so polite, Kelsey. You know, my listeners, I just want to let them know it's a dude in a dress, and they put him on the Hershey bar for International Women's Day. That's what they did.
Yes, but I think myself and many of us who mark the occasion of International Women's Day more seriously, we think of instances of true human rights abuses against women that are still happening around the world. And amongst the worst of them is an issue you have actually done a lot of advocacy and fundraising on, and that is female genital mutilation, an right. awful practice, cultural practice that was very, very prevalent just a few years ago. Thankfully, it is, it is in the process of dying out. But what should make all of us extremely uncomfortable is that here in the United States, where we're supposed to be human rights champions, we are performing a modern day practice of female genital mutilation. And again, I think the terminology makes some people uncomfortable, but if you understand what happens when women and girls specifically take puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones at a very young age, so you don't even have to go the full extent of getting this gender surgeries, take these cross-sex hormones, there is a very high risk that your sex organs will face mutilation. They will never be the same for the rest of your life. And this is don't take it from me. Take it from the whistleblower down in Missouri who oversaw thousands of transgender identifying children who were being prescribed cross-sex hormones and faced awful complications because of these hormones. So right. I think, you know, when we think about sort of the medical treatment of trans identifying children and adults, you know, we think of mutilation in terms of the double mastectomies that are happening, the crazy so-called bottom surgeries that are being performed. But actually, in a lot of these instances, all it takes is a couple months, if not years, of testosterone to permanently damage your sex organs. So this is an important issue, and it is important that we don't mince words and we talk about what the side effects of these hormones have on children and young adults, because they're too young to consent to these types of complications.
Without them talking about, and Prisha was pretty graphic in her talk with us that night. She's, you know, talked about the bodily functions that changed for her in a way that have become very, very uncomfortable and almost impossible in some instances to, you know, perform as a female. And there, I just can't help but think, as the culture and particularly the administration driving it on so many levels is trying to get this stuff started earlier and earlier with kids. They want to push the awareness into the 3 to 8 year old range. They want to start the kids on puberty blockers well before 10. There's this effort to basically take captive these kids before they have a chance to even really understand what they're asking for. And we have to stop this. This has to be something that good people of goodwill across party lines, across, almost every type of line that you can think of. We have to come together, because this is imminent danger, particularly for girls.
Yeah, Kevin, you and I have talked on the show a lot about these European countries which are putting a halt to so-called gender-affirming care for minors, because the evidence does not justify pursuing that type of treatment. And just last week, we saw another country, Norway, halt its so-called gender-affirming care medicine for children. And yet, what do we see just days after that? President Biden doubling down on these types of policies, attacking Florida, the one state here that has bravely stood up to these types of medical malpractices and put a halt to them, telling Florida they're doing something wrong. Well, I asked, if that's the case, what do you think of what's happening in Norway and Sweden and Denmark and all these other countries that are using evidence-based medicine now to properly take care of these vulnerable children and their mental health needs, not mutilate them? And on top of this, not only is President Biden and his administration trying to push these policies onto children and young adults here in the United States, it appears that his State Department actually wants to pressure countries to enable these types of procedures abroad. And so the United States is on the wrong side of history when it comes to this issue. I truly believe it is not a cultural issue. It is not just a medical issue. It is a human rights issue, because no child should be subjected to having lifelong complications and dysfunctions with their sexual organs when they're too young to consent or understand anything involving that area of their bodies. It is atrocious that the United States, our president, is promoting these policies here, and it's embarrassing that he is promoting them abroad.
Mm. So well said. Friends, for all kinds of resources related to this, go to Independent Women's Forum and click on the identity crisis section. Kelsey has directed the 9 or so documentaries that are there. And there are more resources being added as we speak and as this story goes on. And Kelsey, thank you for your faithfulness in the fight. You're an expectant mommy, and it's hard to do what you're doing, but you are doing it for all of our young girls. And I'm grateful as a dad. I'm really grateful that you're out there fighting.
Thank you, Kevin. I'm grateful for you bringing attention to it.
You got it. All right, Kevin McCullough, we've still got a big show straight ahead. At least my final thought. That's coming next.
From the studio that brought you The Chosen.
Abraham.
The Lord came to me last night.
A story that transcends thousands of years.
Take now your son and go to the land of Moriah, and there offer him.
Lord.
His only son. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Spend this Easter with his only son. Go to hisonlysonmovie.com to get your tickets. Only in theaters now.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
Color is vital to your health. I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Everyone is talking about Jesus' revolution. Witness the untold origin story.
Our country is a dark and divided place, but now is hope, and it's spreading.
Of the last spiritual awakening in American history.
This is your home, and I want you to tell all your friends about it.
Jesus Revolution, starring Jonathan Rumi and Kelsey Grammer. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Jesus Revolution, only in theaters now.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough. Kind of the theme of the show today is don't see what you're seeing. Just pretend everything's good because we say so. Whether it's foreign policy, whether it's domestic policy, whether it's your kids. Janet Yellen says it's even in the banking area.
I can reassure the members of the committee that our banking system is sound,
uh-huh,
and that Americans can feel confident that their deposits will be there when they need them.
You know, she read that script so well. I mean, she literally did. She looked down several times to make sure she was saying the right words. This on the heels of two significant banks going completely under this last week, and other people worried that the contagion was going to spread. Friends, have you been paying attention at all? The group that is in there right now is Team Chaos. Everything they say, nearly every policy they enact, nearly every subject they bring up, they not only mislead you on, but the solutions that they put forward and the stuff they want you to accept as fact is always garbage. I'm very unclear as to why they think that we would believe them on anything at this point. You're trying to brainwash our kids, mutilate our daughters. You're not regulating banks carefully, and you're certainly not doing the best business for them. You're making sure that they stay woke. You're not necessarily ensuring the best outcome for the depositors. On the COVID stuff, 10 easy lies that they misled us on that have all since been disproven. On national security, we're sending billions of dollars into a conflict that we're pretty unsure of its outcome, and I'm all in favor of defeating Putin. But do we have any accountability for the money? And why is our relationship with Israel a mess? And why are we kissing the fanny of Iran? Why are we playing footsie with China and North Korea? Why aren't we calling them out on the bad stuff that they're doing? Did you know that North Korea fired a whole stack of missiles within the last couple of weeks? Just testing, just to see if anybody would pay attention. We let spy balloons go across our country. We let leftist wackos take our kids and twist their minds and brains and hearts to be against their parents in the public schools. Friends, when is enough enough? On every front, in every way, in every category of life, the group that's there right now, that's calling all the shots, that's running the show, they are gaslighting you in ways that we've never seen before. And they expect that you're going to be the dutiful little lamb and sheep and buy it. You don't have to. And the quicker you start speaking up and speaking out, calling them on the crazy, the faster we get our country back. But, all right, Janet Yellen said the banking system's fine and everyone should feel comfortable about their deposits. I guess if she says so. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.